November 12, Isaiah 4:2-6. Jesus says, "When the time of my peaceful kingdom comes, and it shall come, for I have promised, and I do not fail to keep my promises, the good on earth will all come to me. It will be the period about which I have spoken to you, the period when the Spirit will have reached that evolution whereby you will spontaneously separate into two parts. Those living outside the Spirit will lie in their darkness, waiting to be the militia for the Prince of Evil. Those living in the Spirit will come into the retinue of the Holy Son of God, of the seed of the Lord, loved and blessed by men in grace, who will then comprehend what is now comprehended by a few chosen ones, and will know what my glory is like, and what theirs is as children of God. I will assemble my saints, for whoever loves me, and follows in obedience and fidelity is a saint. I will assemble them from the four corners of the earth. And because of their love I will forgive the iniquity of men. The goodness of the saints will extinguish the sternness of justice, and my love and that of the saints will cleanse the earth with its fire. The earth reconciled with itself, and with God, will be like a great altar, and on this altar the Master will instruct men in the exact knowledge of truth, so that the good will not waver when Satan, furious at seeing Christ adored by mankind, unbridles himself for the final battle, a struggle of spirit against spirit. Over against my spiritual kingdom and my instruction, Satan will set his satanic war on spirits, to corrupt as many of them as he can, the weakest ones, and from his reserves, from his fortresses, where there are to be found those who have remained faithful to the beast even after the defeat of the beast and his minister, he will draw the agents of seduction, to ruin God's work for the last time, the ruin of which began at the foot of the tree of good and evil. The satanic epoch will be three times fiercer than the anti-Christian epoch. But it will be brief, because for those living in that hour the whole triumphant church amidst the lights of heaven will pray, the church in purgatory amidst the purgative flames of love will pray, and the militant church with the blood of the last martyrs will pray. Those will be saved too, while Satan's darkness, heat, storms, and lightning bolts upset the world, are able to remain under the shelter of the tabernacle from which every strength issues forth. For I am the strength of the living, and whoever feeds on me with faith and love becomes one with my strength. And there will be few of these saved ones, for after centuries and centuries of my love for man, man has not learned to love. But no one can accuse me if he or she is lost. And what more could I do for you, O children of God, who have preferred to go wandering off far from the Father's house, and sometimes sell your divine primogeniture to the enemy of God? Do not say that I, in my power, could keep evil from laying snares for you, and could make you good by my authority. You would then have been less meritorious than the blade of grass which the foot tramples on without feeling it, for the grass arises from the seed, obeying God's decree. It arises and grows by itself. And it lacks even the slightest portion of the care by the Most High which you receive. The blade gets sun and dew from God and a lump of earth. You have the intellect to guide you, grace to illuminate you, the law to govern you, me as your master, and my blood for salvation. I have given you everything, and you have given me so little, less and less. With the patience of God I have taken care of you, and you have always rebelled against me. The least blameworthy were always the indolent. You have always been afraid to do too much for your God, who has done everything for you. This is why punishments come to you. They are a further call of love to convince you that a God exists, and that the other gods that you serve with the faithfulness which you deny me cannot give you anything but deceitful promises and certain evil. From punishment to punishment increased in the measure in which you increase idolatry and fornication, I arrive at the great punishments, and this is one of them, whereby no longer a roof of my vineyard, but the whole vineyard is opened and invaded, devastated, and overturned by the one whom you serve, and whom I allow to convince you of his deathly gifts. For this reason I say to you, come to God. Call God with truth in your thought and heart, and God will appear on the blood-stained horizon, and Satan the torturer will flee, leaving you free. But you do not call God. It is enough for you to think about making the common evil an individual good. To increase your wealth, appropriate higher and higher powers, enjoy and enjoy, you do not care about those suffering the best ones. Even less about God. Indeed, you rise up to challenge, daring to call him, O blasphemers, to ratify your satanic thoughts and acts. You challenge him to show himself, for you tell yourselves, God does not exist. We are God. Satan is already heaping up infernal coals upon your accursed tongues and your souls, that have been sold, and I set them afire with my fury. I curse you from this very moment, serpents in the guise of man, and if you hold the excommunications of my saints, and the execrations of my good ones as a sparrow's feather, that does no harm, if it falls upon someone, for you possess a heart of granite, my curse will penetrate to bring you torment, because I am the one who opened valleys, split mountains, separate seas, and shake the earth with the will of my thought, and I can penetrate into the flint of your heart, and make it crumble, as if it were a fragile bubble of blown glass. Profaners, liars, wicked ones, be accursed for all the evil you do, for all the souls that you cast into despair over God's goodness, that you corrupt by your example, and that you steal from me by ruining them in every way. But do not fear. As I will be just and merciful to the weak whom you have bent to evil with your strength, I will be equally just and inexorable with you, beginning on this earth. Your power, your stolen riches, distilled from the pain of thousands of men, will vanish from your hands like the smoke of straw which is burnt, because it is too dirty to be kept. Nor will there be any effective defense for you that have overstepped all limits. Let whoever has ears for understanding understand. The hand stained with blood is not to be extended against the whiteness of the Holy One who speaks in the name of the Holy of Holies, or against the sanctuary which is more elect than the Temple of Jerusalem, for its foundations were baptized, even before they were begun, by the blood of my heroes, and its stones have received as do the purple lavisers of countless martyrs. And it is the bed where the flesh of my chosen stone rests, waiting to rise again alongside his master. And I swear to you that this place is much holier than the Temple of Solomon was, and what happened to all those who challenged the glory of the Lord shall happen to the profaners of this place, which is already paradise. Understand the reason why.